Welcome to the Football Pubcast. We're here in Henry Addington's. It's Simon Head here in the chair. Joining me is Mr. James Staples, Esquire.
Did you say in the chair?
In the chair.
I'm in a chair as well.
Mastermind.
Yeah. Sir Stuart of Hoare is here.
I'm in a chair.
And Mike Coxon's here.
They're making me stand.
What were the greatest football chants ever, Mike?
I've got a list of three. I'll start with the United one, which is "Park, park, wherever you may be. You eat dogs in your home country. It could be worse. You could be scouse eating rats in a council house," which combined everything: eating animals that are not supposed to be eaten, insulting scousers. Couldn't be better. My second one is actually Liverpool chant, which is "Don't blame it on the Biscan, don't blame it on the Haman, don't blame it on the Finnan, blame it on Traore."
Is that the Burnley game?
That was Burnley. My favourite bit is the bit afterwards that is he just can't control his feet. Which is brilliant.
Bit of singing there as well.
I can't wait for Stuart. Are you going
to
sing yours?
I think he has.
You are.
Oh, he's nodded.
Brilliant.
He's nodded.
I think the final one is Newcastle's chant for Happy Bay, which is "Sunday, Monday, Happy Bay."
It's a tune of Happy Days.
Exactly. Brilliant.
Cool. Stu, we can't wait any longer for this. Go on. Come on, Stu. What you got?
My first one is Newcastle fans aiming it at fat Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank.
Yeah.
Fat Eddie Murphy.
You're just a fat Eddie Murphy. Quality.
It's a song by apparently a lot of away fans at Fulham. He's fat, he's round, he sold your fucking ground, Al Fayyad.
I've got a better song about Al Fayyad, which you know, involves him in a monkey's head.
And then I've gone for, this is my favourite, Viva John Terry.
Go on.
Does anyone know the rest of it?
Viva John Terry.
Could have won a cup, but he fucked it up. Viva John Terry. That's my favourite one.
Brilliant. It's so good he sang that, didn't he? He made it as well. He had a smile on his face.
Oh, fucking okay. Love it.
I've picked out a few. This is my personal favourite just because it works so well. It's Everton fans about Brazilian forward Joe. Was he at Man City now? Did he go to Man City?
I think he's gone somewhere else on Galatasaray, maybe. Okay.
It's not actually true because he wasn't magic, but Joe is magic, you know, to the tune of Magic by Pilot.
Joe,
he's magic.
He's got some great vocals.
Should have been his average.
This one I like because it involves Kanu and the age of Kanu, which we've mentioned many times.
Oh, God.
King Kanu, he's older than me and you. His real age is 62, King Kanu.
There's another one I like about Kanu, which is "I'd rather have a speedboat than Kanu."
Very good.
This one, because it's very clever. Craig Woodman got sent off playing for Wickham against Brighton. When Wickham went into the lead in the second half, their fans were singing "No Woodman, No Cry."
Oh,
as a 1-0 up, which is very clever.
Very good.
Plus 4-1.
This one is another one that made me laugh, and it's about United as well. So I've picked it out for Mike. It's UNITED. That spells fucking debt to me. With a knickknack, paddy wag, give a dog a bone. Ocean Finance on the phone. And the last one I mentioned to Stuart earlier, which I'd never seen before. It wasn't any of the websites that I managed to find out on, or websites that I've seen. When Rafa Benitez was still at Liverpool, they went to play West Ham at Upton Park. He got off the bench to make a sub, and about 2,000 West Ham fans were just singing the "Go Compare" advert theme tune. Which is absolutely brilliant. Which I could just see it now, like those of Burnley, like, "Wee, go compare." Rafa probably didn't know what the hell was going on.
No.
It would have been quite
funny. He just wanted to talk about facts, didn't he?
So. Exactly, yeah.
I've got a few. You've nicked a few of mine, but that's all right. There's the "When you're sat in Rosette and the ball hits you, that's Zamora." There's one about Joe Royal, which, as a Jules fan, I don't mind having a go at Joe Royal. When he was at City, other fans used to sing him, "Joe Royal, whatever you may do, you're going down to Division 2. You won't win a cup, you won't win a shield. Your next RB is Macclesfield."
Nah. Who sang that?
That's probably the United fans, in fairness.
Very good. Very good.
"We'll race you back to London" is what the Arsenal fans were shouting at the Man U fans at Old Trafford during the recent game, which is quite a good one.
Surprised Arsenal were chanting.
I got a couple from Twitter this morning. I just put a message out saying, anyone got any? Got a couple of old ones. There's only one Dennis Wyness. He used to be shite, but now he's all right, walking in a Wyness wonderland. That's from Jamie Borthwick, who did our guest predictions for us from Scotland the other day. And he's blonde, he's quick, his name's a porno flick, Emmanuel, which is what the Arsenal fans used to sing about Emmanuel Petit. And someone, I'm trying to think, is a West Ham fans or Liverpool fans singing at Mourinho. He used to have that big duffel coat, didn't he? And they just, "Your coat's from Matalan."
Yeah, I remember that.
"Your coat's from Matalan." So there's loads of those.
Which is ironic because it was from Next.
Well, there you go.
I thought it was Marks and Spencer's.
Moving on to it was FA Cup weekend. Obviously, we'll skim over what happened. Obviously,
I can't remember. Actually,
we don't want to talk about it.
My team haven't played an FA Cup game
yet. United haven't either.
We'll talk about it in a minute. But
neither has us. I didn't fucking play. I don't know.
Yeah, they turned out they didn't play. But we've got obviously there was a few shocks this weekend, not least involving one of our teams. But any memorable FA Cup shocks from your own memory? You know, one to stick out for you, Stu.
2008. Barnsley, Chelsea.
You just started supporting football then, didn't you?
It was about five, I don't know. Chelsea's starting lineup had over 115 million in the first 11 and they lost 1-0.
Who's the fella that scored? The big fella up top?
Coyote Odijayi scored.
Yep.
Did a bit.
Local lad done good. To steal one of Jeff Stelling's
jokes. He was rubbish. He's like a lower league Emil Heskey. He never scored, but he scored in that game.
Yeah, that's mine. Barnsley, Chelsea.
I had a few down. That was mine as well. As earlier that season, Barnsley beat Liverpool at Anfield 2-1, which
that was the Carling Cup, wasn't it? I
think it was FA Cup.
Was it really?
No, I remember that.
Memorable just for Phil Thompson's face on Saturday, which get the video on the website.
Yeah, we'll
brilliant.
Do that.
And it was the same season that Havant and Waterlooville took the lead twice at Anfield before losing. So the other two I've got down. One, from a personal point of view, Northwich Vicks 1, Charlton 0 from last season.
Anything where Charlton get beat is good.
Live on ITV, some great chants from the Vicks fans that nobody outside of Mid Cheshire will get. Like, you can stick your fucking Winsford up your arse. And are you watching Wisden?
Some kind of pie. Winsford.
You wouldn't know. It's a very scally town. And then the other one is Wickham 2, Leicester City 1.
Roy Essendow,
from the year Wickham got to the semi-final. Roy Essendow signed after seeing a request for players. Thank you, Jim.
Sorry, mate.
Jim's just spontaneously combusted next to me.
That's what you thought about that.
Signed after he saw an advert on CFAX looking for players.
he stopped playing Bamboozle for a little while.
Yeah. it was Bamboozle he was advertised, I think. I think he was the Wickham manager at the time. He nearly got a Northern Ireland call up on the back of it as well, and he's still playing for Bishop Stortford in the Conference South and banging in the goals.
Are you still talking about Roy Essendow?
Laurie Sanchez, he'd been sent off, hadn't he?
Yeah, he had.
And he was in the dressing room and he went sort of legging it around the tunnel after they'd scored, I remember that. Jim, got
did anyone see Laurie Sanchez on the Cup highlights?
What's going on with the facial hair?
He looks like a retarded French poet.
I always thought he looked like...
an extra from like... D'Artagnan and Three Musketeers.
I was thought Musker like Hounds Spock. Then.
My game is a game that I've picked out above all the rest because I remember it really well.
Yeah.
Burton played Man United at Burton back in 2006 and they drew 0-0. Attendance was 6,191 according to the stats that I found this morning. But I mean, for Burton that were then in the conference, they were a team mid-table in the conference by then as well.
Nigel Crouch probably managed them.
To play Man United at home and to not get beat by him was absolutely phenomenal. Rooney was playing, so they weren't
Ronaldo
exactly taking
played
it,
as well.
Not exactly taking it lightly, do you know what I mean? It was unbelievable. And then I didn't know this, but looking at the stats, I remember they lost at Old Trafford.
What about the replay?
They lost 5-0, but they took over 11,000 fans to Old Trafford, which is still a record. Because it makes sense, because if they're going to take that many fans, Man United fans aren't really going to watch it, so they can increase the away contingent. Mm. Whereas when they play Celtic or anyone else, you might take that many, then Man United fans won't watch it as well. So it's quite true. But I mean, since that game as well, they made about 600-700k out of it, which for
still living on that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it meant after that game, they sort of petered out that season. After that, they were always at the top of the conference for about two seasons, and then eventually they got promoted. Last season, so started like last season when they're first in the league, so basically got promoted. Basically,
brilliant. I've got a list. Got a list of a few. Probably the biggest one that I've got was a final. Wimbledon beating Liverpool.
Yeah.
Laurie Sanchez scoring the goal. Motson saying the crazy gang have beaten the culture club. Classic bit of commentary. But yeah, I mean that was an incredible match. Hereford beating Newcastle in 72, Ronnie Radford, and all the kids in Parkers invading the pitch.
Any of them you or?
None of them me, no, I wasn't born then. Sunderland beating Leeds 1-0 in a final, 73. Jim Montgomery, 76, mate, 76. Wrexham beating Arsenal 2-1. Shame Dan's not here to talk about this.
We should talk about Dan actually, because
he's actually with a celebrity today, isn't he?
He is indeed.
He's with Dion Dublin.
They've gone canoeing around the Lake District. So hopefully we'll have Dan back next week, or maybe just next time Kay turns up. We can't be sure.
We think he may only have turned
more
up
on Dion Dublin later, though.
Yeah.
Funny you should say, yes, there is, because I've got a bit of a tenuous link to Dion Dublin.
I've got a story about Dion Dublin.
I have a story about Dion Dublin.
This is the Dion Dublin special. Dion, if you're listening, stay tuned, sunshine.
Chess predictor.
Yeah. I will make one up now, between now and the time
excellent.
Happens.
Right, so yeah, and from my own personal watching football, we beat Sheffield Wednesday 3-1 back in 99, I think it was, in front of the Match of the Day cameras. That was pretty amazing as well. So loads of good FA Cup shocks. Looking at the weekend's games now, there was quite a big FA Cup shock with the game that I was at. Jim, you didn't go, did you?
Which is was it a shock to the fans? Was it a shock?
It was to everybody outside of Gillingham. Most of the Gills fans have money on Dover, so you know it was one of them. I mean,
most of the Gills fans don't have money. Full stop. So
they have now. Seriously, I mean, Dover. When Gillingham lost midweek, Dover was 7-1 to beat us, which in a three-horse race is pretty good, isn't it? Because you've got home and away win draw. I backed them to win or draw, so I only got 6-5 on that. But obviously, I got a few quid back on that. But it was men v boys. It was ridiculous. The goal that they scored.
Boys in their team, didn't they?
Yeah, Adam Birchall, their striker, Ian Hendon, their assistant manager, who we pinched from Dover before he could sign a contract. He got turned down by Hendon, or he basically got released by Hendon when he was at Barnet. He come back and beat two players and scored from the car park on Saturday. Probably best goal of the weekend. Really, really good goal. Most of the Jules fans were applauding the goal. It was that good. Second goal was just calamitous schoolboy defending that we're used to watching these days. So, and there were a chance for the chairman to go at the end. It all got a bit nasty, but well done Dover. They played really well. They deserved it.
Skelly's been inviting people who can do a better job just to turn up and have a go, haven't they?
Well, put the club up for sale and let's see. You know, give it all the chat. Put the club up for sale.
All the players are for sale now, apparently.
Well, he said he might put them up for sale. He can't do that though because we've got no one to play. All our best players are injured.
I don't think anyone's going to snap them up.
Funnily enough, no, not really. So well done Dover. They completely deserve that. And our other game, our featured game, do you remember we did a draw a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
Colchester v Bradford, that turned out to be the game of the FA Cup. 4-3 that finished.
Also, on the FA Cup draws, before I forget, did you watch the FA Cup draw
yesterday?
Jules fan Kate Garraway. Backing up what you told me the other day. I didn't know if it, I thought it was just a rumour that she was a Gillingham fan.
She's one of those glory hunters, isn't she?
Yeah. Yeah.
Certainly.
Boat and mist. Springs of should have turned on about 10 years ago. Colchester v Bradford, brilliant game. Colchester took the lead, then Bradford equalised a minute later, then Colchester took the lead again, then Bradford equalised 10 minutes after that, 12 minutes after that, then Colchester scored two more, then Bradford pulled one back. It was a bit of a nervous finish, but finished 4-3 to Colchester, who play Swindon Supermarine.
Oh yeah,
what a fantastic name.
I was good.
Do you know why they're called Swindon Supermarine?
I don't care.
I do.
Because, go on.
It was a merger between Swindon Athletic and Supermarine FC, I believe, when they both screwed financially.
And where does Supermarine come from?
I don't know. Atlantis?
Is it something to do with the Spitfire?
It is.
Oh, yeah. I was gutted. I thought it was
because it was a Supermarine Spitfire, and it was Supermarine FC.
Spitfire.
Yeah. I was gutted. I thought it was Swindon Submarine at first. No. I thought that one went far better. I was ready to think we all live in a Swindon Submarine.
You can't.
Not going to happen. You missed that one.
Nice try. It's good, but it's not right. So, yeah, no, so that's the next round, Colchester v Swindon Supermarines. So we'll try and get a little bit of information, particularly on the Supermarines, or whatever they're calling themselves, for the next round of the FA Cup. Stu, QPR. Tell us about QPR.
Yeah, it wasn't bad, mate.
Wasn't bad.
I thought you were going to lose to Reading.
Oh, so did I.
So did I.
I thought it was going to be the game you'd lose.
Yeah. It was guaranteed I'd lose to Reading. I put them on my acca again.
We went 1-0 up through basically Tarabak run the show on Saturday. He had a good game.
Is this reality or is this?
No, this is genuine.
It should be pointed out to our listeners that you came to the pub on Friday and played Football Manager in the pub.
Nothing wrong with that.
Well, you did very well actually. You beat Leeds 3-0.
Oh, the game after that,
Liverpool.
I beat them 3-1. I promise.
Well done. New feature, can we have a weekly review of how Stu's football manager career is?
Yeah, Stuart Hall, football manager.
As soon as you get promoted, I just don't want to talk about it anymore.
If you're a football manager, want to send us some copies of the game, that'd be lovely as well.
I've got Wolves in the semi-final. I won the first leg 2-1, and I've got them at home next round. I reckon I'm going to get dicked on.
I think he shouldn't talk about QPR. He just tells about how he's getting on, football manager.
Anyway, Tarabat pretty much did everything on Saturday.
Yeah.
He did two men, got absolutely thumped in the area, penalty converted. Then we had Bradley Orr sent off just at the end of the first half for what can only be described as a bit of a bear hug, to be honest. There was no studs showing. Why the referee sent him off? honestly,
straight red.
Yeah, no fucking around. Look, everyone was a bit bewildered by it all, especially Neil Warnock. And then second half, 2-0, 2-1. Bit airy at 2-1, to be honest. You could have seen him coming back. And then, yeah, 3-1, finished it. My best moment of the game was Tarabat. Literally, from where I was sitting, he looked like he was in the Reading dugout. He did a rainbow flick over Andy Griffin and himself. You know the back heel you only see on FIFA? He did that, and Andy Griffin, the only thing he did, rugby tackle him.
Nice.
He was like, fuck it, you're not going around me. Bang, just went straight through him.
Fair enough.
It's going to be done, isn't it? It's going to be done like that.
But yeah, no, 3-1, top of league after Cardiff choked as well. Well happy with that.
Si was just talking about the Cardiff. Steve Grant was so enthusiastic that
I watched the game.
Didn't go Arsenal Newcastle. You didn't go for Southport Sheffield Wednesday,
which is what I was going to watch.
Which was a brilliant game in itself.
Yeah. And they had another great chant there actually when Adrian Charles was pitchside. Yes. And there's only one Jason Manford.
That is good.
But Cardiff Swansea game, because partly due to Steve bigging it up last week, I decided that's the game I'm going to watch. No atmosphere. He's like watching an Arsenal game. No atmosphere. There was not a lot of football played. The only thing good about it was Robbie Savage.
He was quite good when he was
good value, wasn't he?
But I was flipping it over because I enjoyed Bellamy being absolute toss as well. He was clean for one goal.
He was still their best player by a mile, though.
I was sort of flirting between all three games, to be honest, but after about 10 minutes of the Swansea Cardiff, I'm not going back to that. When I did, I turned back on and Robbie Savage was just caning everyone.
Yeah,
he came the Cardiff team, then he came the fans and the fact there was no atmosphere.
Yeah.
And then he started having a go at Swansea and they were 1-0 up at the time. It was a little bit harsh.
It was quite funny. He accused Marvin Emnes, who'd just been studded about 6 inches down the back of his ankle, of making a meal of an injury. And then he turned around and said, listen to me, making a meal of an injury. And then Jonathan Pearce just sort of ripped him for about 2 minutes after that. But no, it was good. It's nice to hear a bit of banter between commentator and pundit. You don't get it. It's too dry on the BBC.
Not a fan of Chopra either.
No, he's not.
It wasn't that bad a challenge. And Savage was like, yeah, he should be straight red there.
You have a laugh, yeah? I thought it was terrible.
I wish he'd worked for the Welsh FA. All their red cards get rescinded. It's absolute joke that Cardiff are part of the Welsh FA. Absolute joke.
Yeah, it is ridiculous. They shouldn't. Yeah. If they're playing in the English League.
That's the most passionate I've ever seen Stuart.
Yeah. You should have seen Stuart's face.
He's at Selhurst Park.
Except for when he was managing Football Manager on Friday lunchtime.
Yeah,
he was so happy. When that fourth went in.
But I'd be more worried about Swansea as a QPR fan now at the moment. They look quite good.
They're coming up on the rails now, aren't they? They're doing alright.
They're quite good defensively. It was a shit game, but that's what they wanted out of it, wasn't it, really?
That's true. Well, when we played them, they played for a draw. They're a horrible team when they play decent sides.
That'll get you out of the league, though.
Mm. Even though no one wants to hear about it, tell us about Man United, Mike.
Oh, it's been a good week.
I want to hear about it.
Yeah, thanks, Jim.
I'm behind Man United until they start going top of the league. Then I'll be behind anyone else who's chasing them.
But no, we beat Bursaspor quite easily, and then we played absolutely awfully and still beat Wolves, thanks to Jisung Park and his dog-eating ways.
He scored two, didn't he?
He scored twice, yeah, both right at the end of each half. But it was atrocious. We didn't deserve a win, certainly.
Wolves played all right, didn't they? Jarvis on
the wing was fantastic.
Was Henry back? Did he play well again?
Henry was back. Henry put in an unbelievable tackle in the box. I can't remember who it was he challenged.
Against Rooney?
No, it wouldn't have been. I can't remember who it was. But it'd been pulled back. It was basically going to be an open goal. And Henry put in this brilliant tackle and the camera cut away to Mick McCarthy, who was celebrating it like a goal.
Yeah, Mick McCarthy.
He was punching the air and going, come on, giving it loads. I've never seen a manager celebrate a tackle like that before.
It was
brilliant to see. And after the game, he didn't complain too much. He just said, that's just the way it goes.
Just got it.
Yeah. But, you know, they played well, didn't they?
But no, I mean, we were poor. It was disappointing to see Owen Hargreaves hobble off after 5 minutes. Because whether you like United or not, that's nice.
Unless you're Jim.
Imagine they're just trying to blame it on nerves.
Yeah.
They?
But I mean,
he might have had a little twinge and sort of panicked a bit.
Yeah. Whether you like Hargreaves or whether you like United, he's a consummate professional. He's not one of these arseholes. And he's been out for a long time.
I just like, look, in yesterday, right, you're definitely fit, aren't
you? Yep.
Yep. Fit to go, yeah. Ready to go, yeah. Yep. Yep. 2 minutes in. Yep. Sub.
It was typical, but. No, and then Bebe came on and was atrocious. He's not looked too bad, but
yeah,
I think, again, it must have been nerves, because he reminded me of Matthew Fogg, who I went to school with, who just used to belt the ball. He couldn't pass
Foggy.
It gently.
Foggy.
That's what he was known as.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have guessed.
He just used to belt the ball, and it just go miles, and it was the same, just every cross. But 3 points, Chelsea lost, Arsenal lost, Tottenham lost.
Torres 2-0, as I think I predicted last week. If you want to go back and listen to the tapes. So I must be top of that predict tape.
Have we got the master tapes?
Yeah. Must be top of that predict
tape. I'll go to the archives.
Hold on, I think we need to rewind one of the old ones to record the rest of this.
I think we need to rewind to when the table was
I left it near a loudspeaker, it's gone now. It's all gone funny.
I'm smashing that league to bits. I'm glad we've all got a tenner on it.
That's new to me.
Yeah. Well, is it?
I would have taken it seriously.
Nice try, Steve.
You owe me £13 for Barney.
Right, okay, we'll move on to our... We'll see if we can get an 11 out of this. If we can't get them in position, we'll just have a Hall of Fame. Players with brilliant names to say. Jim, chuck a few names in, mate. Have you got any positions, or are you just got the good names?
I've only really got the goalkeeper.
Go on then, who's your goalie?
Steve Deff.
Yeah, me too.
He's brilliant.
Oh, fantastic.
I'd heard of him before.
That's Steve the Ath, isn't it? It's got an apostrophe in it.
No,
just Deff where I've seen
it. Is it really?
Yeah. 471 appearances for Reading between 69 and 82. In 1979, he went 1,103 minutes without conceding a goal as well.
Yeah. That's good work.
I've actually got one of his teammates.
Oh, go on.
Wayne Wankling. Played with him at Reading. Yeah.
What a name.
That's great.
I've got a few of the obvious ones, like Kuntz from Germany.
Yeah.
And Danny Invincible was brilliant.
Danny Invincible's a great name.
Gareth Jellyman, who, according to Jeff Stelling, threw a wobbly when he got sent off.
Yeah.
But I also got, rather than that, because I was being lazy, I got some Sunday League team names.
Okay.
So team names.
Hold those off
and we'll name the team at the end. Stu, you got any players?
I've got Waldo Ponce.
Waldo Ponce.
Yes.
He was given an award for the best name at the 2010 World Cup.
He got the award for that.
Christ, Sepp Blatter's really taking the piss now, isn't he?
I've got Angelico Fox, a centre back. If you can Wikipedia all these, that's the only way I found them.
Yeah.
I've got Enar Arse.
Enar Arse. Okay.
Milan Fuckle.
Yeah.
Arse Bandit.
There is no Arse Bandit.
Danger Fourpence.
He's in my team as well.
Danger Fourpence. That's a superhero's name. Actually, that's a joke of a name.
He plays for the greatest football team in the world called Caps United. They're a Zimbabwean team. They've got a squad of players with stupid names. And I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them in my team. The goalkeeper's called Ed Moore. Zekeeper Simbanda.
Alright, good.
Is he French?
they're all Zimbabwean. Danger Fourpence is at the back. Blessing Mazarodzi is at the back. Raymond Left Drive Undy is in midfield. Alongside Friday Breakdown.
Just nicknames.
Friday, do you get the feeling somebody's been editing Wikipedia?
And there's other great ones who didn't play for Caps United. Christ Bongo,
and Ralph
Hanover.
Minge.
I like the fact someone called Christ is playing.
Right.
Christ Bongo.
Sagar Bastard used to play for England in the 19th century.
Do you remember Jesus Saber played for Wigan?
Yes.
That's one I've actually not researched. That's one I remember. Because God saves and Jesus knocks in the league now.
Yeah.
Which is quite good. They're outside a church in Wigan.
There you go.
Yep. God saves and Jesus knocks in the rebound.
Yeah. Newcastle had a player called Brian Penis.
Yeah.
P-I-N-A-S. And all the commentators tried to make it pine ass and stuff, but it wasn't with penis. We've also got Rod Fanny, plays for Wren, he plays fullback. Raphael Scheitz used to play for Celtic. Have a look, Jube.
Yeah,
plays,
I saw that.
Plays for Njubi Sundowns in Congo or somewhere. Creedence Clearwater Couto is a Brazilian striker.
Named
after the 70s band. And the manager, Wolfgang Wolf. Who used to manage Wolfsburg?
No.
You cannot get better than that. Wolfgang Wolf managed
Wolfsburg. And we're here with Wolfsburg's Wolfgang Wolf. Brilliant.
If he gets a job in England, it's got to be Wolf.
Team names.
It has to be Wolf.
Right, we've got a choice on team names.
Yeah.
Stuart Niederrest. Which. Dyslexia Untied.
Like it.
Red Star Bellend. Sporting Lesbian.
Yeah.
Fred West Ham.
Fritzel Palace.
Atletico Madras. Deportivo La Catalunya. My personal favourite though is Graham Ricks under 16, which
that
is a genuine
brilliant
Sunday League
yes
team.
Oh god,
there's PSV Hangover.
We've
got Borussia Munchen Flapjack.
There's LSD Eindhoven as well. And yes. Fake Madrid.
Real Al Madrid as well.
Yeah. And Outer Milan.
we've got quite a good one in our league that we're playing on a Monday night, which is Inter Milan, which is quite good.
There's a team of them everywhere.
What did you get up to last night? Just Inter Milan.
Nice. Paper them, didn't I?
Yeah, absolutely nice.
Right, we'll move on to our adopted teams. Jim, tell us about Riverside, first off.
Riverside played a team called Insanity, who we were thinking they might have just been mental patients, but they weren't. They played in the league below. It was a cup game, Kent Cup, in fact. So if you win that, if you get through to this final, you play at a decent ground with like stands and everything.
Brilliant.
2-2 after extra time. After full time, sorry, 3-3 after extra time. Bear in mind, we kicked off at 2 o'clock. It was about 4 o'clock by the time we finished. It was dark.
It probably is now.
And we won 7-6 on penalties.
Blimey.
Yeah.
Who missed?
Did you take one?
I didn't. I was off the pitch by then. I was subbed off. So in my 100th appearance, I was cruelly subbed off. The ref was in absolute bassets because it got to the end of extra time and we had our manager in goal. And it got to the end of extra time and we wanted to put our goalkeeper back in goal.
Yeah.
So it should have just been routine. Yeah, we can do that.
Substitution, but, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's not a substitution because...
Oh, he's on the pitch already?
The goalkeeper was in midfield.
Yeah.
Our regular goal was in midfield. Various. Someone had to go, basically, so...
Not Eddie Peters?
No, it wasn't Eddie Peters this time. There's a good story about that. We were once playing a cup game and this guy had to leave at like 4 o'clock. Pick his parents up from the airport. And we were like 3-0 down. We got it back. As soon as the third goal went in, he ran over to the side and went, Hatcher, I've still got to go.
just got back into a game where you're getting absolutely pummeled. Got to go.
No subs.
No, so anyway, that was the time. So anyway, the referee wasn't sure whether... we could make this change.
Of course you can.
It's not a sub. It's just a. And he's
you
like,
just
oh,
have
I don't
to
know.
Declare to change a goalie. He
stood on the pitch using my iPhone while he googled it for about 10 minutes.
You having a laugh?
Whilst it was getting completely like really really dark.
No.
And during the game, it was in the second half, and I sort of turned to him. Just go extra time, mate. He went, oh, I don't know. I'm gonna have to call someone. I'm not too sure. Who are you going to call? Why haven't you worked it out before you've done it?
You're in
this
trouble.
This is a qualified referee, right? This isn't just some bloke walking his dog.
No, it's a qualified ref.
That's but, nuts.
Yeah, so
basically...
So we won 7-6 on penalties. Big shout out. Only one of our team missed, to be honest, and that was Bill. And they're still trying to find the ball. He kicked it that far.
Well done, Bill.
It's probably on a
press
train
track has got to him there, isn't it?
Yeah, no, yeah. And he does that anyway. He likes putting his foot through a ball. He does old Bill, centre back. And he went
like Foggy.
Yeah, they go. Centre backs go either one. They go one of two ways, don't they? They will larrup them, and there's nothing stopping them.
Yeah.
Or they do just go blazed over the bar.
John Terry.
But, so only one miss, and then Quirky, who was in goal, saved a penalty and then scored the winning penalty.
Oh, nice words, like Ricardo.
He can do that. He had dreams about it that night as well. Saturday night, he just dreamt. Yeah, that was me. So yeah, so we got through. So
good
next
work. Round. What about Hastings?
Hastings lost at the weekend to Kingstonian, who were second in the league, 3-1 in the end.
Yeah.
So they're down to 14th, but they won last Tuesday. Do you remember they were in the Champions League? Champions League. There you go. The Championship Manager League Cup. They won, so they're through to the fourth round. So last 16 of that.
Excellent.
So we'll keep our eyes out on that.
When
are
we going down to see them? Did we get a date?
It's about 2-3 weeks time, I think.
Excellent.
Saturday. We got two podcast trips coming out because we've got that and Barnet away.
Oh, Barnet. Yeah, we're going to do some extra time now.
Yes, 19 of us signed up so far.
I'm actually going to the United West Ham League Cup game, so I'll do one while I'm sprinting away from Upton Park at the end.
Just be you panting.
Yeah.
So you're done with Hastings, yeah?
No, I'm still going to support them. I know they're doing really shit in the league, mate, but I'm going to stick with them. No, yeah, that's me over. So, Stu, how have De Graaf Schap?
Well.
No, you haven't won a game.
Here we go.
Haven't won in ages.
Yeah.
Not to disappoint. Lost 4-1. Relegation rivals NEC. Apparently, they just played them off the park. I've seen some video clips of it. I don't remember De Graaf Schap doing anything apart from scoring.
Right.
Considering they still haven't won in ages, they're actually still well clear of relegation. So
how
the league's
bad
got
is that
it's
league
absolutely
then?
Ridiculous. Like they haven't won in what? Nearly 4 or 5 weeks.
Since you started supporting.
They're still nowhere.
Much,
they won the first game, they were top of the league, weren't they? They were PBR.
Yeah, it went sort of downhill after that, really, didn't it?
So there's a lot worse teams off in the league, so I think they'd be alright.
Northwich got beat 2-1 by Frickley. After going 1-0 up, they had a player sent off. Our new French centre half the name escapes me. Apparently, he's very classy.
Okay,
he's French. I mean, and he's in North, which is if he was from bloody Liverpool, he'd be classy. But hopefully, at the weekend we've got FC United at home in what will be their highest attended game of the season, as it is for most teams.
Yeah.
Hopefully, they're going to have an FA Cup hangover. Fantastic win.
Be a bit of a come down after that, won't it?
So yeah, it's like going to Northwich come down. But still third in the league, although. There's a massive disparity in the amount of games everybody's played.
You get that in lower league.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, like Hucknall have played about 20 games, and the team above them have played about 13. So yeah, it's strange, but still in the promotion places. So
they're doing all right.
Yeah, not too bad.
Good stuff. Well, at least one of our teams is doing all right. Peterhead got a point this week.
Yeah.
They drew one away from home at 4-5. Now, on paper, if I was to stop there, you'd think good point, wouldn't you? You'd think that's all right. 4-5 were down to 9 men for about an hour of that game. Or just bad. Where are we? 4-5 had 2 men sent off in the space of 3 first half minutes. Ian Campbell sent off on 34 minutes. Ross Campbell sent off on 37. I don't know if they're related.
I hope they are.
Peterhead didn't score.
Married.
Yeah, husband and husband. They didn't score until the 79th minute.
Penalty?
No, it was just a header from Nicky Clark. Not that Nicky Clark.
it went beautifully off his curves.
Yeah. Ruined his hair, that will let
in the ball. Nodded in on 79. Obviously, at that point, playing 9 men, you think, okay.
Who got the goal? Nicky Clark?
Nicky Clark.
Who was in goal for them? Fidel Sassoon.
Yeah. With 2 minutes to go, Martin Fotheringham, who used to bang goals in the lower leagues down here in England, put one in the bottom corner from distance to make it 1-1. Nick a point for 4-5.
Nick a point off 9 men.
Christ.
Well, no, they nicked clutching a point. They were 9 men and they nicked the point. So.
Well, they technically did nick it off 9 men, just another 2 as well.
Yeah. So they're still in 9th, which is that little relegation playoff spot. They've got East Fife at Balmore at home on Saturday.
It is a big game
because if they win that game, they'll not only go out of the relegation zone, they'll go above East Fife. So, because East Fife are on 12 points, I think, and I think Peterhead are on 10. So,
they're into double points, which is good.
I believe so. Basically, the way it works, if they win, they'll go above East Fife.
Here's one for you. What else is above East Fife?
Sorry?
What else is above East Fife?
Oh, here we go.
North Fife.
He's actually laughing at that.
He's laughed.
He's drummed the table. Get out.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
In what way is that brilliant at all?
Would have worked better if you called South Fife.
Right.
He's really happy with that, isn't he?
I am.
I'm give him a belt.
Right.
I don't
know what's worse, the fact you did it or the fact you thought it was good. Right.
He loved that as well, didn't he? Really.
All right. Stu, news, please.
I've got a few bits. I want Mike to do one. Mike sent me one earlier today, but I'd like Mike to do it.
I've actually got 2 bits.
What a surprise. Stu News and someone else is doing it.
I've got one. I thought I'd let Mike do his bit first.
I've got 2 bits of news, actually.
The first
has been widely publicised, which is Phil Neville trending on Twitter.
Why is he trending?
After Gareth Bale's excellent performance against Inter Milan. The fact that Phil Neville kept Gareth Bale figuratively in his back pocket during the Tottenham Everton game meant that he got a lot of Chuck Norris-style tweets about him, to the point that he was trending more than Barack Obama day after the American midterm election.
The third most popular, Twitter subject.
Yeah, and that's worldwide. That's not even.
Is that just because everyone's saying he must be better than Michael?
Oh no, they actually were giving the Chuck Norris-style thing. So here's a few examples. The Queen uses Phil Neville stamps. If Phil Neville was from Sparta, it wouldn't be the 300; it would be the 1. Phil Neville once kicked a horse in the neck. Its descendants are now known as giraffes. Phil Neville spells loser GARETHBALE. Superman wears Phil Neville pyjamas. And God was only allowed to build the universe after Phil Neville gave him planning permission.
Didn't get the planning permission, did he?
Nah, well, you know. Not for his Teletubby house. But no, so there was a lot of that sort of thing going on. But the big news, my personal favourite footballer of all time, Dion Dublin, is featured in the tabloids again. The rapper example was taking part in Blackberry's Live and Lost Challenge, which is where you travel from somewhere random to a gig that you're doing that evening with just £20 in your Blackberry. He started at Snowdon in Wales, Mount Snowdon.
Can you just sell your Blackberry and then get on a bus? Sell your Blackberry and get on a national bus.
You probably could in fucking Snowdon.
Yeah.
But no, so he tweeted that he needed help. And who should pick him up from a service station on the M40 but Dion Dublin, who then drove him to London. Which to me just raised the image of Dion Dublin roaming the country looking to give people lift.
He's like a good Samaritan.
He is. So yeah, Dion Dublin is back in the press. I'm sure there'll be another story next week.
Dion Dublin, top man.
Stu News.
Come on, Stu.
Go on then. Guess who? Today I've decided that my journey as a player of Crystal Palace Football Club has come to an end. I want to thank all the people who have supported me and gave me the, one of the greatest experiences of my life.
Who could that be? I know who this is, so I'm not going to say.
Edgar Davids.
He's just given up. Today he just walked out after being played per
game.
Has he
been there like 3 months?
He had a tear up at the training ground a couple of weeks back, didn't he, with one of their centre-backs.
Of his contract.
Yeah, it must have been. Yep, so today, after one of the greatest experiences of his life, can't imagine why, he's walked out of Palace.
Right, weekend picks now. Everton v Arsenal, Sky Sports, 2 o'clock Sunday. Ben Rankin, editor of Mirror.co.uk, gives us his picks. All right, we're here with our guest predictor this week for his second stint, actually. You have dubious pleasure of being the first person to do two guest predictions. It's Ben Rankin from Mirror.co.uk, a big Everton fan. And Everton are playing
Arsenal
on Sunday, live on Sky Sports, 2 o'clock kickoff. I'm trying to think what your prediction was last time, because it was Manchester United last time. You predicted Beckford to score, and I don't think he's scored since. So,
no, he doesn't look like he's going to score this season. But fortunately, we've got another Yakubu's back in form, I think, and hopefully he's going to help us continue our unbeaten run, which, if I'm not mistaken, is now up to 6 games. So, you know, when I came on last time, we were looking down the barrel a little bit, but things are looking a bit rosier now, and I think we can stretch that to 7 games unbeaten, you know, against Arsenal, Simon.
It's going to be a draw or a win.
Well,
Arsenal don't like it when you rough them up. It's a bit of a footballing cliche, but it's true. Newcastle got in their faces and they got themselves a 1-0 win.
Yeah, I think we could have done without them losing to Newcastle, because they'll obviously be they'll be up for it. But on our home turf, with plenty of confidence and the Yak firing again,
but
sort
not running.
Of, I quite fancy us to nick this one, I think.
Okay, score?
Might go 2-0.
2-goal victory?
Yeah.
For the clean sheet?
I'm confident.
It's all those strikers. All right, so it's Arsenal 2, Everton 0.
Yeah, I'll stick with that.
All right, thank you very much. Right, that's what Ben had to say. Stu, your prediction, mate. Everton v Arsenal.
2-1 Arsenal.
2-1 Arsenal. Mike?
2-1 Everton.
Ooh. Jim?
4-2 to Everton.
They're going to get 4 goals.
Yep, 4-2 to Everton. That'll happen now, because I'm always right. If you go back and listen to things. I think Arsenal are going to lose at Wolves as well. They're going to lose twice this week, and it's going to be carnage.
I think Everton will win that game 2-1 as well, actually. They're good at home, aren't they? They're good at home. Arsenal, not great against physical sides.
So. I got dug out last on Saturday by one of my football team players, Watsy, who's a mad Chelsea fan. Went up to Anfield yesterday. Mm. He's like, am I right? You support Gillingham and you were digging out Chelsea saying they're crap. I said, yes, they are crap, and they're going to lose tomorrow 2-0. What happened, Stuart?
They lost 2-0,
they
James.
Did lose 2-0, so 4-2.
Mystic Jim.
And I know quite a lot of Arsenal fans, so go on, Arsenal fans, if you want to have a little bet on it, just bring it on, 4-2, Everton, I'll put some money on it.
Right, we'll finish off with Class and Arse. Mr Hoare, it is your turn this week.
Swansea for Class. Just for the obvious reason, they beat Cardiff. Nothing makes me happier than seeing that.
Steve Gregg's little face.
And then Arse. Rugby as a sport.
Yeah, definitely up for that.
Just have you not done rugby as a sport before?
Good. Hopefully, well, they should
probably
get
have. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Western Samoa get to the World Cup in it. You don't have to say.
You don't have to qualify to get to the World Cup in rugby.
Oh, exactly.
You just have to play. What did you say? Yeah, fancy it.
You just have to have a team.
Wales are apparently one of the
best teams. And take a team to the World Cup. Say, so, yeah, we've got an island in Canary Wharf. Can we have a game?
The only good thing about rugby is at an amateur level, it gives you a chance to see policemen and lawyers get their head kicked at the weekend.
And on that note, we'll finish up. You can get us on Twitter at twitter.com/footballpodcast.
That'll be on Mike's headstone when he dies. Yeah.
kicked in by a lawyer and a policeman.
twitter.com/footballpodcast, facebook.com/thefootballpodcast, and at www.footballpodcast.co.uk. Say goodbye, Jim.
Goodbye, Jim.
Say goodbye, Mike.
Goodbye.
Read my blog. I haven't got a blog, have you?
Yeah.
He blogged about computer games.
Yeah, I'm sad.
Goodbye.
Stuart's all over that. Look at him, the dirty little bastard. He's mildly aroused.
I want to play Football Manager.
All right. Well, we'll do that tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye.